The natural state. Our approach to meditative movement is based on the scientific understanding of traditional Chinese practices. Neuroscience tells us that our mental and physical health and our fundamental vitality are maintained not by the cortex, the surface of the brain that's responsible for conscious thought and voluntary movement, but rather by the deep subcortical levels of the brain. These subcortical levels deal with our emotions, our physical coordination, our awareness itself, and the proper functioning of all our internal organs. And they do this automatically and effortlessly without us having to intervene. Problems arise when we interfere with this natural and fundamental process. You can think of this in terms of the breathing. Breathing is regulated by deep centers in the brain that automatically slow down or increase the breathing in response to levels of carbon dioxide and oxygen. If we form a habit of unconsciously tightening the belly or unconsciously breathing faster than we need to, this interferes with the natural breathing. We can't resolve this by trying to consciously control the breathing to some particular pattern. Instead, what we need to do is to get out of the way and to allow the breathing to be controlled by the deep centers of the brain by ceasing to interfere. So this is the basic paradigm of the approach of these traditional Chinese techniques and, as I say, supported by the modern discoveries in neuroscience. So this state that arises when we are able to stop interfering is natural. It's an effortless state. We don't need to do anything to sustain it. And it's a state of openness, ease, natural well-being, and present-centered awareness. This is the aim of these meditative movement practices. This state is the best state to be in to support our mental and physical health and to deal with any stressful situations or challenges that may arise in our lives. The principal method for returning to this state is what we call releasing. Basically, releasing means letting go of interference. So this really has two aspects. It, of course, means letting go of excess tension, whether mental or physical. And it also means letting go of excess floppiness, excess collapse, excess relaxation. So relaxation is not really the best word to describe this state. A released state is a state which is elastic, free, resilient, open, and alive. It is the most functional and responsive and effortless state you can be in. So how do we move towards this state? Because the natural state is subcortical, it is not something we can do voluntarily. We can't think our way into it or effort our way into it. In fact, it's the opposite. It requires letting go of effort. By paying attention to our posture, the level of muscle tone in our body, our breathing, our feelings, our bodily sensations, and even paying attention to how we pay attention. By focusing on these aspects of our being, we can become aware of the ways in which we interfere, and we can become aware of the process of letting go, of releasing, and of allowing the body, the mind, and the breathing to become natural and effortless. We can practice this state in pretty much any situation. There are specific exercises that you'll be learning to practice this state while lying down, while sitting, while standing, while moving in various ways, including walking, and even while interacting with other people. In other words, it's something that you can practice all the time. You can integrate it fully with your daily life, and that is the ultimate aim of these practices. Now, here's a little imaginary exercise to help you get a sense of this natural state. Imagine a small beach ball, maybe about a foot in diameter, resting on the surface of the water. Imagine that it's being gently moved by the ripples and waves in the water. Notice it just moving effortlessly in response to the movements. Now imagine that you reach out and put a hand on the beach ball. What happens? You'll probably notice that the movement of the beach ball gets damped, gets interfered with. It can no longer move quite so responsively because of the weight of your hand, the stiffness in the muscles of your arm, which interfere with the natural movement. You can probably imagine that even a very little weight, even a very small amount of tension, will still interfere. So now let yourself imagine lightening your touch, softening your arm, allowing the hand, arm, and even your whole body to become lighter and lighter, softer and softer, more and more responsive, such that you interfere less and less with the beach ball, but you don't lose contact with it. Notice the feeling, the quality of sensation in your body as you imagine kind of backing off, backing off, backing off, getting gentler and gentler, more and more responsive, so that you allow the beach ball to move completely freely and ripple. Your arm, your hand moves completely responsively with to the beach ball without interfering. You may notice that this is associated with a feeling of lightness, expansiveness, openness, and certainly present-oriented awareness. You can also perhaps get a sense that you can interfere less and less and less and less almost indefinitely. It might be fairly easy not to interfere with the big, strong movements. The smaller ripples, you might have to, you know, get really soft and really light not to interfere with those. And then there are even smaller ripples and micro ripples and micro, micro ripples. So this is not a shift from one fixed state of interfering to another fixed state of not interfering. It's the sense that you interfere less and less and less. So the rest of the exercises that you will be learning show you how to manifest this effortless, totally stress-free state in a whole variety of different ways. We've gathered the exercises together into categories. Initially, there are the foundational exercises, which are by far the most important to practice. These are not just preliminary exercises to be discarded later. These are the fundamental exercises to practice. Then there's a group of supplementary exercises, which take the fundamental exercises a little further and add different aspects. Then there's a group of exercises that involve specific movements of the whole body. We've selected five particular ones. Then there are exercises that are specifically focused on the breath. So we would definitely like you to work with these alongside the basic ones. And then finally, there are a couple of advanced practices. These practices actually add to how you do the other exercises. They're not so much exercises separate just in themselves, but they're gateways to advanced, more effective ways of doing the previous exercises. Now, in the fundamental exercises, we have, first of all, the shakeout, which is a preliminary warm-up exercise, a very useful and surprisingly complex exercise, although it can also be done very, very simply. Then we have lying down, a couple of different lying down exercises, which are the best way of learning about this process of release. They're also excellent ways of getting to sleep or of resting your back if you have back problems. The next exercise is standing, and this is really the single most important exercise in this entire system, standing meditation. Derived from the standing is sitting, so we learn how to sit correctly. Standing comes first, though. In the sitting posture, we practice the final fundamental, foundational exercise, the basic breathing. So breathing is a very, very important exercise, especially, of course, if you have any kind of lung problems. And it's also a very, very useful meditation. The rest of the exercises will be explained as you come to them. You will have had class time to experience these exercises directly in person. That's the end of the natural state audio.